Welcome to this Customer Experience and Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Michelli, a professor of service excellence, an international professional speaker, the recipient of the Customer Experience Impact Award and Customer Experience Hall of Fame inductee. I help leaders elevate their team member and customer experience and have been fortunate to write over a dozen books, including New York Times and Wall Street Journal number one bestsellers about clients of mine like Starbucks, Mercedes-Benz, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, Airbnb, and Zappos. Let's dive into this week's podcast. Let's pick up where we left off from last week's podcast episode by diving back into lessons on entrepreneurship and business success gleaned from my new book, Customer Magic, The Macquarie Way, How to Reimagine Customer Experience to Transform Your Business. Customer Magic is available in ebook and audiobook format and can be pre-ordered now for print release on May 28th. Here are a few additional priorities to consider along your journey to business growth and sustained success. Number one, build trust and leverage shared values. The founders of Macquarie Technology Group, David and Aidan Tudehope's longstanding trust and shared values played a crucial role in establishing their industry-changing, customer-centric culture. The lesson? Business trust is a pragmatic and actionable asset that impacts the quality of every relationship in business. Building and maintaining trust is essential for successful interactions with customers, partners, and all stakeholders. Trust involves keeping promises, being transparent, and acting consistently. Number two, focus on diversity and complementary strengths. David and Aidan's complementary skills allowed them to work independently while focusing on their strengths. Their division of labor enabled them to efficiently run the business and drive growth. The lesson? Strive to overcome unconscious biases and attract a diverse team. Leverage that diversity and welcome constructive disagreements when discussing strategy. Foster an environment of collaboration where complementary skills produce transcendent results. Number three, provide freedom within boundaries. Macquarie's management concept of freedom within boundaries decentralizes support functions and leadership to the division level while requiring those leaders to be measured against shared mission-centric metrics. The lesson, empowering leaders and frontline team members within clear boundaries leads to creative solutions and growth. It involves striking a balance between freedom and structure in your organization. Number four, emphasize lifelong learning and a growth mindset. David and Aidan's commitment to learning from mentors, coaches, and reading has been a driving force behind Macquarie's success. Their curiosity and open mindset have allowed them to integrate new ideas into their business. The founder's mindset, characterized by developing talents through hard work, fosters Macquarie's continuous improvement and resilience. The lesson? Continual learning and mentorship are essential for personal and organizational growth. Demonstrate and encourage knowledge expansion and the application of insights to business. Emphasize the importance of continually learning new skills to stay relevant in a rapidly changing business landscape. And number five, take care of people. While running a technology company, David and Aidan view themselves as running a people business. The lesson? Success in business comes from caring for people and enabling them to succeed. Prioritizing the well-being of employees, customers, and stakeholders creates lasting impact and builds loyalty. In next week's Customer Magic installment, we'll dive deeply into the creation of a customer-centric culture.
To receive an infographic with this content, please visit josephmichelli.com. That's josephmichelli.com. I'm eager to talk to you about ways to elevate your team and customer experiences. Simply visit my website and click on the Contact tab. Also, if you haven't already, please review, comment, share, or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Your comments will especially help others find this podcast.